Among the supporters of the climate change bill that's passed in the House of Representatives is Roger Johnson. He's a farmer in North Dakota and president of the National Farmers Union. He says when the House dropped a plan to put a cap on greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture, the Farmers Union got on board. Johnson also says farmers could earn money or credits by not tilling soil or by using methane digesters for power. Johnson says that income would outpace increased energy and fertilizer costs.
For every dollar of new cost, there will be $4 or $5 new dollars of offset income potential. Now, I've farmed most of my life, and any time I had a chance to invest a dollar and get $4 or $5 back, I do it every time.
But the federal climate change bill has not sold all farm groups. Rick Tolman heads the National Corn Growers Association. He says he worries that in the Midwest, farmers wouldn't be able to bring in enough revenue from practices like not tilling their soil.
In Wisconsin, you have such a late spring and an early fall, you need to pull back some of the organic matter to allow the soil to warm up so you get seed germination. And so for many farmers in Wisconsin, they can't practice that full no-till practice.
Tolman, the Farmers Union's Roger Johnson, and other ag leaders will discuss the climate change bill at a Madison forum held by the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.